Hello, this is Rachel here. I'm live from UNC Charlotte, and I'm here to talk about the EIP project for UWrite 1104 semester. So, first of all, I'd like to explain that the EIP project, it's Extended Inquiry Project. We choose a topic on with the constraint of text and technology, and we get to just basically research this topic, whatever we choose, and produce different drafts throughout the semester. So I'll first get started with talking about my EIP topic, what I chose. So I chose to write about engineering writing and the use of language and the style of writing. The paper details how to write the most common document in the field of engineering, that's the technological report, and what those documents consist of. So the paper, it touches on the comparisons of other forms of writing and the audience, which is probably the most important part of the paper. And there I discuss just how there's different audiences when it comes to like an engineering document or maybe just a journalistic essay. So you have a journalist on scene reporting say a crime. Obviously, those methods of communication are going to vary. The topic also is different, but also your audience. So maybe a better example would be a blogger. So with a blogger, you'd be more relaxed. You have a different audience, and it depends on what the blogger is writing about, but obviously different forms of information is being relayed to different people. So that's a very important topic that I touch on in my paper. So just to recap, the point I intended to reach is that every writer has a different style of writing and the use of language that is communicated to a specific audience. With engineering, there's a very strict format to communicate this information. So far, As of now, I've created a strong outline for this EIP. So I gathered sources for research and structured key points of the paper that will be discussed. Well, that was actually my initial start. So a good bit of the semester, I definitely procrastinated throughout. And I made a really strong draft. And it was up to me to kind of fill in those blank spots. Fill in the blank, essentially. And, it was a long process, but I really appreciated what it came to. So I guess to be more specific, I sectioned each paragraph to cover a specific point, and each following paragraph kind of pulls a small detail from the last, expands on the idea. There were other assignments during the semester that involved kind of reconstructing my EIP topic to visual demonstration. So like what I described before was basically draft one. Draft one was actually the formal essay. Now there were different assignments throughout the semester, such as draft two, the digital draft, and then draft three, which actually is the podcast right now. We're basically kind of reconstructing our topic and putting it into a different form of communication, which I think is extremely interesting. So for draft two, it talked about taking my EIP topic and creating a movie poster, or there was a website that I did, and basically just refined my points. I simplified the points that I made in my essay to make it more understandable and to kind of fit the format, I guess, that it was going to be projected on. So it was an interesting take. So for the past three months, working on this paper, I found that my process is very slow. Obviously, I mentioned procrastination before, and here and there, I've read documents or books about the topic and kind of scratched, wrote on a piece of paper. And once every few weeks, I would type the information into my document for my first essay. My first essay was basically the foundation of everything else that I was about to do. So it was a large struggle that I faced was not completing the first essay in the beginning of the semester. So I kind of just, I guess it turned out to be, I'd include pieces of information in each draft as we went up. So I'd expand basically by each draft. So then when I went back to my first essay, I would basically take all that information that I put out on the other drafts and put it back to my first draft. So it was definitely an interesting stretch that I did. My progress has been large chunks. So I guess I didn't steadily add, like, day by day. It was more like, okay, here, I have time to go to the library and work on this assignment. And, gosh, to speak the truth, I found a slight distaste in writing. I appreciate other people's works and what they do. I enjoy to read, but I think writing is just not my strong suit, and I'm totally okay with that. I think, however, like, the topic that I chose, engineering writing, I mean, this is my major. I should have explained that before, but engineering writing, the way it can, like, how it is written is very informative, and I really like the straight to the point kind of writing. That's probably where I like it. I don't like to write stories or be I don't like to fantasize about anything. I don't like to make up different meanings for other things. I really like the straightforward kind of communication. So that is another reason why I chose engineering writing. I mean, obviously just because it was my major, but because of the actual writing, it's probably one of my strong suits, and it is the form of writing that I like. It makes most sense to me. So that kind of concludes my first recording, and I hope you tune in soon, and thank you for listening. Well, that concludes this segment of my podcast, Draft 3. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you later.